Happy holidays, everyone. Thanks for joining me. I hope everyone had a wonderful Thanksgiving. If you're new here, welcome. And if you've been here before, you know how this goes. First on the docket is the Mike Tyson and Roy Jones fight. I hope y'all didn't pay $50 for that. I hope y'all didn't pay $50 on pay-per-view for that. I watched on Facebook for free all 8 rounds of hugging. I saw it. Tyson and Roy Jones fought 8 2-minute rounds, both fighters in their 50s. Before they fought during the interview, Tyson said he planned to throw punches with bad intentions. He also said he smoked weed before the fight. I don't know. I guess I was still looking for the old Mike Tyson, the vicious pit bull, the knockout in the first round. But neither of them threw any meaningful punches. It was a lot of hugging. The few punches that Tyson threw, you know, landed, and Roy kind of returned the favor. He was, to me, Roy was mostly running and showboating around the whole ring. The 8th round comes and they declare the match, the boxing match, a draw. Roy Jones was not happy about that. He said he don't do draws. Either he won or not. But the real tea here is Jake Paul versus Nate Robinson. Honey, that knockout in the 2nd round, Paul dropped the NBA star twice and left him lying on the canvas like, somebody get an ambulance quick. Jake Paul, who became famous from YouTube, then became infamous on YouTube for his distasteful stunts that he did, hit Nate with a brutal right hook, and Nate was out cold. The memes on Facebook were hilarious. We'll take a quick break and we'll come right back. Welcome back. Yes, honey. Jake Paul laid Nate out on his ass, and word on the curb is that Lil Wayne was contracted. He was in a contract to show up and do the performance the night of the fight, but he said for some unforeseen reason he could not attend. He couldn't show up. He could not honor his contract. And so Uncle Snoop thought he would stand in. Yeah.
Say what?
Thank you, Snoop Dogg. Yes. You know, I like Snoop Dogg, but I'm not that big of a fan to, you know, I want to see the fight. I am not here to listen to Snoop Dogg, even though I didn't pay a dime to see the fight. But had I did, I'd have been pissed off if I had to sit through 3 or 4 old-ass Snoop Dogg songs. That was just uncalled for. He didn't have to do that. And why was he one of the judges on the panel? Why? What is going on today? So, next we have on the docket 21 Savage. There has been a suspect has been arrested in the murder of 21 Savage's brother. London Metro Police has a suspect in custody concerning the murder of Terrell Davis. Davis was reportedly stabbed to death in South London on November 22nd after an altercation with the suspect, Tyrese Fuller. 21 Savage gifted King Von's sister, after King Von's death, a Range Rover. Many people got the wrong idea of why 21 Savage purchased the Range Rover and gifted it to King Von's sister. So 21 Savage took to the internet to explain. He said King Von was already in the process of purchasing his sister the Range Rover, and due to his untimely death, he did not get to finish the transactions. So, 21 Savage told King Von that he doesn't have to worry. He's got his sister for life. And so, he's merely keeping his word, and he finished the purchasing of the Range Rover for King Von's sister. Well, that's all for today, guys. Hit the follow button on your way out. You can also listen to Tea with Auntie on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Overcast, Google Podcasts, and many more. Bye.